you know, proper game. Two good teams. Probably just we felt that the, you know, field probably Donegal getting the goal more or less from the throw in set them up that they could dictate the game a good bit in the first half. Felt we were a bit off it in terms of our energy and bite to the whole thing. And then the second half, we probably upped it and had most of the possession, but we weren't clinical enough, you know. So
the last 15, it really did spark into, because it was a bit tame for times, but the last 15, there was a wee bit more bite.
Aye, look, and that's the difference probably even with a group stage match. It's not the total jeopardy, I suppose, but and nobody wanted to lose it. Teams were probably keen enough to finish top of the group. And there was a wee bit more bite to it, I suppose. But look, we were down and then at the end there, and then we had opportunities to manage the game out, and you know, a draw would have done us to top the grip, but our game management let us down a wee bit, you know, just holding the ball and tackles. You can't do that against Donegal the way they press and all the rest and the quality that they have. So look, we're disappointed, but you know, we'll learn an absolute mountain from this game. We'll have to take it away now, and we'll have to go through the quarter final or whoever comes out of that. We've had them to play next week. You know, they push Mullen all the way in the night, so you know, there's no easy way about it. I've said before the championship started sometimes that, you know, that semi-final is a difficult one to sit waiting on in if you're not really, really playing well. So we're going to, no choice now, so we'll have to go and win a really tough quarter final against whoever's coming out of the other group, because that's been massively competitive. So but at the end of the day, it'll be all about ourselves and what we can take out of that game and go on and prove again.
I heard you talking in a previous interview over the weekend where it's one of those ones, if you get this, it depends how the competition pans out, but you have that quarter final now, and like this time last year, Tyrone were pushed to the pin of the collar by Armagh. So is that what you're hoping for, that the championship bite is what kicks your guys into gear? Is there more than that?
If that is the game, you know, it's the game that, you know, you mightn't get out of the quarterfinal, you know what I mean? That's the thing. Then they are big games. That will be a titanic struggle no matter who you end up playing on that there. So, but if you can get out of it, that the teams that come out of them games, you know, are, and you know, they're well chiseled, I suppose, the next week, whereas you're through to the group now, you're actually sitting waiting that now for 3 weeks. So it makes it all very simple for you, you know, in terms of we've game on game on game now every week, so we have a routine, we're in a routine already, and we're there's no more gaps. It's just one week after the hour now, so we just have to go. It'll test the panel, because that's tough on the body, but there's a lot of stuff we can take out of the night to learn, and it was brilliant to see Donegal up close again. You know, the toughest games we had in 2023 were against Donegal, and as a minor group, just this particular age group, and there's a fair wee sprinkling of the two teams still there, and that's been the same the night again, you know.